Our gospel passage this afternoon is part of chapter 4 of Mark's gospel. Jesus here is talking about the kingdom, the various ways of considering the kingdom. And as we've seen in our prayers, the kingdom is something that is now and that is yet to come. It is something in which we live every day and something that is our gift to the world. Jesus offers us two images to make that point to us. Jesus also said, the kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes out with his sickle, because the harvest has come. He also said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make their nest there in its shade. The Gospel of the Lord. The temperature in the church today calls for mercy. You like that? That's good. Yeah, we will be merciful. Brief, but I think very strong thoughts to offer. We have two parables here, actually one parable that has two parts. Remember, a parable is not what you see, it's what lies underneath. And so you have to kind of dig around under the parable to find out exactly what its purpose or what its point or what perhaps Jesus is offering to us. This parable about the seeds, very interestingly, you know, it's true. If you don't know anything about earth biology and the kinds of things that agriculture offers us today, you plant a seed into the ground and all of a sudden you got corn. It's an amazing kind of thing. And Jesus, in the first example, says the person that plants the seed doesn't know how it happens, doesn't understand what it's all about, but it happens anyway. And so it is in the kingdom. The kingdom is going to happen without our even realizing it. And there is a point there, I think, Jesus is making, is that the kingdom of God is mystery. Because the kingdom of God is nothing short of God abiding with us. As we say, Jesus dwells within us. The Holy Spirit abides with us in that mutual abiding sense that we have from John's gospel, that we are never separated from God. And therefore, we are caught up in that mystery. The second parable about the little mustard seed, much has been made about the mustard seed growing into a great tree. And it's a wonderful little illustration of the paradox of the gospel, the paradox of the kingdom. Something so insignificant, it's hardly visible to the eye. And all of a sudden, it produces something that is so vast, it becomes a home for the world around it. The image of the kingdom being very simply that we live also in that paradox. The paradox that Jesus here is talking about, I believe, is the paradox that we are called as Christian people to embrace and to live every day, the paradox of the divine and human caught in us. We talk about the soul as being the meeting place of the divine and the human person. That's where the core of our being is. To live in that paradox is a true challenge. Now, couple the mystery, idea of mystery, and the idea of the paradox together and consider ourselves as seeds. This parable suggests something I think very powerful and very central to the teaching of Jesus. How we apply it to our own lives, that's up to us to understand and to figure out. But the truth is, we are asked as believers to stand always in the mystery, not trying to figure it out, not looking for explanations, not saying, well, it can't be because I can't grasp it, or we don't have concepts that make it understandable. It is mystery. And to be able to stand in mystery means we live with the questions. Living with the questions is much harder than living with the answers. But when we have the answers, we don't have faith. We don't need it. We have reason. We have intelligence. But as people of faith, we are asked to stand in the mystery, to live our lives in that mystery. How that applies to our everyday lives, there's a million examples. All those things we don't understand that happened to us. Why me? Why did this happen to our family? Why doesn't this happen? Why is the world the way it is? If God cares about us, why doesn't God fix things? Why do people suffer? Why is there war? Why is there starvation? Why do children die without education and medicine? All the whys of our lives, for which we may have some rational response, but those responses challenge our faith because we believe in a loving God. And as our prayer after the break at the morning, the pause after the call to worship said, you know, we are people who have to understand the not understandable. We are asked to stand with the questions and live our lives always with the possibility that God somehow is going to make sense of the nonsense. God is the one whose love can make the bad things of life somehow be signs of hope. Reach around in your own life, and perhaps you'll find that that's true. I shared a number of times that that has been true for me in the past. So we live and we stand in the mystery, but the paradox part is a real challenge because the paradox suggests that each one of us, one insignificant person, can make eternity happen for the world around us. We have within our ability the power with the Holy Spirit to use our faith in such a way that the world around us is turned and perhaps expanded in an appreciation of who God is. We can call that witness, we can call it martyr, we can call it all kinds of things. But every day, there are countless opportunities we have, even in our solitude, to be the mustard seed and to let the faith that we have somehow touch the world that we touch. Whether it's by example, by action, by prayer, by inaction when we want not to, by acceptance, by willingness, by all the possibilities that every moment offers us. Nothing ever has to be what it was before because each moment is a brand new experience. And as a brand new experience, our call to live the paradox that God and we are one and we indeed can affect eternal life in the world around us. We. Not because we're ordained, not because we are super saturated with grace, but simply by the fact that we are created and abide in the presence of God at all times. Take the paradox and the mystery that we live in, and look and see this week if perhaps there is not a seed or two that you might be able to plant with someone else, maybe with your own doubting self, and experience the gift that God has offered us. All he gave us to work with is love and joy and peace and forgiveness. Those are the tools. May we work hard in the paradox and the mystery. Amen.